Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant breeze, while Haifa experiences clear skies. Eilat remains warm and inviting for those by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just 40 minutes ago that the IDF struck a petrochemical site in Shiraz, Iran. The site produces missile-related chemicals. Also, according to Reuters from earlier today, an Israeli airstrike near a Gaza school killed at least 10 people as tensions rise over a strained ceasefire. Also this hour, France 24 has reported an assailant killed and two others wounded outside Istanbul's Israeli consulate earlier today. No diplomats were involved. Separately, Israel Hayom says Iran rejected a ceasefire, with Tehran demanding war reparations and sanctions relief. Former President Trump has set a deadline for Tuesday. And finally, the BBC reports on the latest from Harg Island, with explosions reported on Iran's main oil export hub. Here's what people are saying online. Guy Az, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about explosions on Karg Island. Semi-official Mer News blames these on foreign aggression. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported that air defense systems were struck in attacks on Karg Island. Ariel Oseran, a political analyst, noted that U.S. President Trump threatened to target Iran's energy infrastructure, suggesting strikes have already begun. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Shiraz. The Jerusalem Post reports the target was a key facility in Iran's missile program. New footage shows a comprehensive attack on Iranian air defenses. This development could escalate tensions between Israel and Iran, impacting regional stability. Turning to Gaza, the airstrike outside a school came as displaced Palestinians sought refuge. Health officials, according to Reuters, confirm multiple casualties. This tragic event strains the fragile ceasefire, challenging ongoing negotiation efforts. Meanwhile, in Istanbul, a shooting outside the Israeli consulate has heightened security concerns. France 24 notes that while diplomats were not involved, the incident signals rising regional tensions. The Turkish government is likely to increase security measures around foreign missions. On the diplomatic front, Iran's rejection of a ceasefire complicates international efforts to mediate peace. Israel Hayom highlights Tehran's demands, which include sanctions relief and war reparations. The failure to agree could intensify hostilities, affecting global oil markets. Finally, Karg Island's explosions point towards a broader conflict involving energy infrastructure. As reported by multiple sources, this could disrupt oil exports, impacting economies reliant on Iranian oil. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports on the closure of 180,000 businesses in Israel due to the ongoing conflict. This situation affects a significant portion of the workforce, particularly reservists. Separately, according to Globes, while Prime Minister Netanyahu promised intervention, many will lose pay. The government's compensation plan does not cover the initial days of the conflict for private sector workers. And finally, Haaretz Business explores how Ukraine's innovative maritime strategies are impacting Russian fleets. This development could influence naval tactics globally, including in the Mediterranean. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.